Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Therese with Angel Coaches, and it's a pleasure to talk to you today. So, and I just have to share that with you. It's Sunday afternoon here in South Florida. I live in Fort Lauderdale, and it's warm outside. It's always warm here. We have a few cold days, and I'm grateful for that. As I said, it's warm, it's sunny. I'm getting ready to talk to you. I'm getting ready to go work and exercise and work out and run, hopefully. And my show today is about being, living, and creating your bliss. Wow, doesn't that sound wonderful? Do you ever feel stressed, overwhelmed, that you don't make enough money, you don't have enough time, you don't do what you love, your kids are frustrating you, your guy's frustrating you, your girl's frustrating you, and you just aren't happy, right? What do we call that? Existing instead of living. You know, I'm going to tell you this. I was thinking about this morning. It's really the reason why I chose to do a show on this. At one time, I thought that making a lot of money was being blissful. And I do okay. I do pretty well, actually, now. And, you know, it's getting better because I don't think about the money. I think about doing what I love, loving what I do. And then instead of me chasing cash or money or whatever you are, wealth, it starts chasing you. And that's a cool feeling right there. It starts chasing you. How cool would that be to have that happen, right? And so on that note, I'm going to give you this story, right? This is pretty personal, so I hope it's okay and you guys appreciate it and everything. One of the things that I did or I had happened to me a few years ago and is I lost it all, right? And, and I was like, okay, you know, my house, my money, my business, everything was gone. And I go, okay, how do I correct this? What do I need to do? And one of the things that I remember was never really chase anything. You don't chase except chasing what you'd love to do, you know. And because when you start chasing, let's say, money, what happens is that money will elude you. It just will, because if you're chasing money, you never can catch it, right? If you chase a love or somebody that you want to be with, like a man or a woman, you're chasing that, you want this woman to love you or you want this man to love you, and it's just not working out, right? They're avoiding you. They overpromise, underdeliver. And people do that anyway. I'm not saying that they don't. But when you start chasing something and you just don't go with the flow, then it eludes you. It really, really does. And I'll share this with you. I have a lot of clients because I'm a life and spiritual intuitive coach, psychic coach, whatever you want to call me. I was talking to someone the other day, and she's a client of mine, and she says to me, she goes, you know, I am so tired of always having to work and trying to get him to care about me, to love me. And I go, there's only one you. And there's been a few him, okay? So I'm saying that to you. There's only one you. There's been a few or more hers or hims, right? So H-I-M-S, right? That's what I want to say. And so what do you do to stop that, right? So I'm going to break it down. Money, if you're chasing money and you're doing something just to get money, it doesn't work. It does. I'm not saying it does, but you don't do it with bliss. You don't do it happy. Or you're like looking forward to the weekend, or you're looking forward to, you know, the night or the afternoon after 5 or 6 or whenever you get off, right? And so that's the way you choose to live, and that's okay if you just want to exist. But if you want to live your bliss and be your bliss, maybe living your bliss or being your bliss, what does that look like to you? Does that mean traveling? Does that mean artistic work? Does it mean working with your hands in some way? Does it mean working with your brain some way, or both? Then really say, you know, and I do this. If you go back to one of my shows, it's called Daily Rituals. This is what I do. I do a daily ritual. I am supporting myself with doing what I love, loving what I do, being my bliss, living my bliss, and doing my bliss, right? Following my bliss. That is one of my IMs I do in the morning. And then I also do this. I command myself, my conscious and my subconscious, to work together to help as many people as we can, or as I can, you know, working with both of those consciousness. So if you start doing like a few IMs in the morning, I am this. I am going to find my bliss, be my bliss, follow my bliss, create my bliss, then you'll start creating it. I promise you will. And things will happen quicker. So that's something I want to share with you. And if you're doing something, and you got to look at yourself under in a mirror, okay? And if you're feeling envious of somebody because of what they have that you don't have, you can have the same. So I'll give you an idea what that looks like. There are people out there, maybe you're one of them, maybe you're not, maybe you know somebody. I have a family member, I have a friend who's like this, who feels entitled to be the way they are or to always be taking rather than living and being and following their bliss because they feel like that's owed to them. I don't really believe in sin, okay? So I told you chasing your bliss is better than chasing money, okay? Living your bliss is better than just existing. All right, self-entitlement or a sense of entitlement is better. Living with bliss is better than that entitlement. Somebody owes you something. You're a victim because you're not. None of us are. We chose this life before we got here. So choosing, you know, an entitlement. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, this morning. And he's telling me that, well, you know what, I never got anything, my mom, my dad, my whatever, right, you know. And he goes, I never got anything, so that's the reason why I am the way I am. And, you know, he has a sense of entitlement where he's taken from his grandparents, okay, right? And they gave him this beautiful home that his parents didn't give him, you know. They bent over backwards to give him things. And he took his grandfather's computer and sold it, right? A laptop, because he said he needed one for work, and he didn't. He sold it for money. He took money out of his grandma's, you know how older people have like those places they keep little $100 bills or $50 bills. You're like, yeah, I need to do that. I don't need to be a grandma. I get you. But, you know, he took money from that, from that situation there. She wasn't in the house. And these people have given him everything, okay? He's taken some of his grandma's jewelry and pawned it. Is he a bad kid? No. And he's not a kid. He's in his 30s. Is he a bad person? Absolutely not. We're not bad people. Our behavior is bad. And sometimes we think because, you know, when we're looking around at people and comparing ourselves to others, we feel that life owes us something. Life owes us nothing. Life happens. Remember this. Life happens for us, okay, not to us, okay? How you choose to lead it is the best, or how you choose to spend your life and do your life and be your life, that's up to you. And because we all have challenges, we do, and we chose these. It's called soul agreements. We chose this before we came down here, okay? And so if you look at yourself and go, okay, why, if you look at the way things are, for instance, and you can do this in a relationship, you can do this, you know, in your life, why am I always on the outside looking in? Why do I never have enough? Why do I feel like, and you got to say this, why do I take from people, right? And because people don't like looking at that. They just want to be in the dark about it, right? But everyone, it's like an ostrich. Everyone around you sees who you really are, you know? Or maybe, as I said, you know somebody like that. And so anyway, that's something that you, you know, the entitlement, you just got to say, okay, I'm not entitled. And then I create the life I experience. It's called the law of attraction. Create, living, being your bliss, law of attraction. If 10 is the best thing or the best way you can live and the best creation that you can have where you're enjoying your life and one is the not the best, okay, it's an extremely challenging life, then I would always say I am creating my life today from 7 to 10 or at a 10. I'm being the best version of myself I can be. So I am abundant. I am creating a money and opportunity, and I'm living my bliss, loving my bliss, and being my bliss. I'm chasing my bliss. Money's chasing me. So, you know, that's something you can say because I am is that part of you that's connected to God. I am a dumbass. It's like, really, you don't want to say stuff like that. I am chasing my bliss and money's chasing me. I am wanting this kind of partner or soulmate. You know, I did a show a few days ago called Types of Soulmates. There's three types: karmic, companions for the flame twin soul. I personally would choose companions because you never can. It's an easier relationship, not only in your love life, but also in your family life. You know, everybody says soulmate. What kind they are depends on the kind of relationship you're experiencing with them. Okay, so go back and listen to that show. Teach a lot. Anyway, so that's something there. So, you know, if you want, I am creating a life of bliss. Money is chasing me, and I'm doing what I love. I'm loving what I'm doing. You know, great line, right? And then I am creating my life at a 10, and don't say rather than a 1. I am creating my life at a 10, 10 being the best I can have and be and enjoy. And remember, life is happening for you, not to you, okay? So let's go back to the, you know, the guy, you know, I told him that to do the IMs, and I said, I know what you're doing, and so does your grandparents. And I said, we all know what you're doing. You need to turn it around, and you can do that. But I'm not doing, yeah, you are. Okay, so, you were put here to be here to help them, to really, really help them. You know, they took care of you when you were a kid, when your mom and your dad didn't do it. And I said, now you get to help them and be there for them to help them. They're 80-something years old. And you know, you don't need to be taking. You need to be giving yourself and your time. And I said, that's what they want from you. And they don't say that, but they need help. And or they like help. And he looked at me. And, you know, when you talk to a guy like that, a man, remember when, you know, you have a little brother or son now? And the girls are like that, too. You look at them and you go, I am so proud of you. You're the one that's in charge here, and you took charge and you created it happen. Maybe they washed dishes. Maybe they swept the floor. Maybe they helped you with the animals or whatever. So, you know, I appealed to him like that because he needed to hear that, right? He's taking, right? And he feels like that these 80-something-year-old people need to help him. They don't need to help him. They help him by loving him. They taught him to be the best version of himself to be, and he's not doing it. Right. And I'm giving him as an example because he's just one example. You know, I have a friend of mine who has a daughter who is just the same way, taking, I'm entitled to this. And you owe this to me. I'm broke. I'm poor. I'm whatever. Well, you continue to say, I am, you will be all that and more. I am beautiful, I'm young, I'm smart, I am chasing my bliss, I'm living my bliss, I'm following my bliss, and money's following me or chasing me. Whatever you want to say, that's a great mantra. You know, I have a client, he's got a girl, and he's not, and by the way, to live your bliss, chase your bliss, you always not, don't need to keep secrets. You need to be transparent and open with everything. Be transparent. Don't be manipulative. Don't hide in the dark. That's another thing there. I have a client, he's got a fiance, and he loves her, she loves him, but they don't have open communication. So he's always feeling like he's lacking something, and so does she. So, you know, I told him, I go, secrets are not cool. Be open. Be open about your finances. You know, that's blissful. Not having secrets about, you know, how you keep money, how he or she keeps money, your partner, you know, so be open. That's living your bliss, being transparent, right? Might be painful for a second when you're saying, I got to tell you something, you know, that's okay. The other day I told my boyfriend, or my fiance, sorry, I told him, I go, oh yeah, I've done that. Well, I hadn't done it yet, right? So he came to home and he said, I go, I'm sorry. I said, I knew you wanted it done. And I said, it wasn't transparent. And he says, well, that's okay. And so I said, I won't do it again. And I won't, right? I just need to get it done because he was helping his folks in the hurricane. And, you know, because that was devastating for North Carolina. And we pray for him because North Carolina, South Carolina, a lot of people were hit then. And now there's a hurricane just happened. So we just keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers, right? So anyway. So the sense of entitlement, secrets, not being transparent, and that's so hard, right? I mean, you know, we slip back and we fall. I told you the other day I did it with my guy, and I said, I told you that. I meant to get it done that day. I just didn't do it. And I got busy, right? And so, you know, no secrets, being transparent, chasing bliss, chasing what you love, loving what you do. And you go, well, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm whatever. No, you're not. I am living my bliss. I am following my bliss. Say that every morning. Say that I am happy, I'm healthy. And say that with it. You know, stand in front of the mirror and do it. Great, great daily ritual that I do. And as I said, I did a show a few days ago, about a week or so ago, daily rituals. And so that will help you follow and live your bliss. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. I'm on here talking to you today, and I'm enjoying it, right? I really do love it. And that kind of thing. So what else did I want to share with you? I've given you a couple of things. There's so much here that I could talk about. There is, but I'm only going to keep you for a few more minutes because it's Sunday and I've got things I've got to do and you've got things you've got to do, right? And or maybe you're listening to tomorrow and that's cool too. So creating and living and being your bliss. Remember, I am being the best version of myself. You say that every day and you're going to be the best version. You may flip back like I did myself and for a brief second, I was transparent. I said, I meant to do it. I'm so sorry. He goes, that's okay. You know, and that kind of thing. But, you know, you do secrets, being transparent, chasing bliss, chasing what you love to do rather than money, because if you're chasing money, it's exhausting. It really is. And you're not living. You're not enjoying your life. And that's so key. If you're chasing a love, and I have a philosophy about this, if you're chasing someone and it's too hard and it's not working out, either it's the wrong time or the wrong person. Okay, so you got to look at that. Wrong time or wrong person. You know, I got on the phone this morning, I was talking to somebody, and I told him, I said, listen, it's too hard. I said, let it go. And I go, if you let go, there's a saying here, let go like God, chasing your bliss, okay, zero entitlement. I am being the best version of myself. Let go of being a victim. You know, let go, let God. You know, I promise you, God, your higher power, angels have your back. They do. I was missing something this morning. I got to tell you, this is amazing. I was like, I need that. I'm going to have to wait till the bank opens in the morning to get that paperwork. You know, I was like, wait a minute. And I go, I'm asking for help here. And so, because I really wanted to get it done today. So all of a sudden, I saw this in my mind's eye. I saw where I put it. I go, wow, okay. First place I checked, right, because I'd asked for God. I asked for the angels. I asked for my guardian angels, you know, archangels to help me find it. By the way, finding lost things, Shamuel will help you do. He also helps with soulmate relationships, right? So I said, I'm asking for help. Everybody who's on duty, because that's what I say, God, angels, Shamuel. And then it popped in my mind. I opened that door, and I'll be darned if it wasn't there, right? 5 minutes earlier, I was like, oh, I got to wait to do it tomorrow. No big deal if I had to, okay? But I got to do it today because there it was. So, you know, when you start doing these things, your life starts just like you're in the flow, and things start happening without you stressing about them or worrying about them, right? You go, I got to have this guy. Well, you don't have to have, or I've got to have this girl. You don't have to have anybody. If you just wait for God to bring that to you, letting go, or your universal higher power, or higher part of yourself, because I don't want to be, this is not about being religious. This is just about being super aware, you know, because and spiritual, right? Spirituality is a super awareness, I think, you know, and we all are capable of that. All we have to do is wait, raise our vibration, operate at a 10 or close to a 10 rather than a 1. Okay, are you're in the battlefield if you're at a 1, that's what I say. Or you're at boot camp, right? You know, I think some of us, we go so much, we go, huh, do they give frequent flyer miles in boot camp? Exactly, that's what I think. So, you know, you just gotta do that, right? So I'd rather be in the flow than in boot camp, okay, or in the battlefield, whatever you want to say, whatever is easier for you, because I think, like, when I get a visual, that's cool. And so on that note, I want to reiterate, being your bliss, living your bliss, creating your bliss, really relies on remembering what you love. And you go, well, Tree, I don't remember. I don't even know. Great. Well, then all you have to do is say, you get up in the morning, look in the mirror, because I do this in the morning, And in the evening, I go, I'm creating this week. You know, I'm creating, I want to do something. I got to make a down payment on something. And I go, I'm hoping that I can just pay it off, right, which is great because I'm making more money now because I'm doing what I love, loving what I do, chasing my bliss, being my bliss, and following my bliss, right, a law of attraction. And we're operating at a 10. But I go, I am being the best version of myself. I am branding Terry Abbott and Angel Coaches. I am making XYZ amount. And by the way, I say I'm making $500,000 a month because there are people out there that are doing that. I'm doing personal development, right? I am. Grant Cardone is someone that I listen to. I love him, right? Because he says, do 10 times more than you're doing and you're going to get results. Either you put the goals and set the goals high. And so if you're shooting for instance, 50,000 and you said, oh, I'm only do 10,000. Right? But if you set the goal for 50,000 and you make 30, right? It's better than setting the goal for 10,000 and making 5. Hello? You know, and maybe you do make it. So, you know, 10 times more than you want to create, right? And you go, I want to find my bliss. I want to know what I'm here to do. Guys, there's nothing more sad than living a life that you weren't supposed to live. We are not supposed to be miserable, okay? Most of us are here to be extraordinarily happy. We just got to put that hat on and say, I'm going to be happy. I am going to find my bliss. I'm going to be all I can be. Man, it's so, so key. You know, I've been there, right? I'll never forget this. This is, you know, in the past few years, I said, I'm there and an angel was there with me. I'm in meditation, right? And I said, it goes, it's a new beginning for you. I go, well, feels like yesterday. Today feels like yesterday. Yesterday feels like yesterday. And tomorrow feels the same. I go, a new beginning. Great. I'm still going to be, you know, and I was struggling to pay my bills and everything. And what I love about my life is I'm saving money, creating more money, and creating opportunity here because I'm following my bliss, right? And so anyway, I got this radio show with you guys now, right? How cool is that? So what I'm saying to you is that, you know, if you say I am in the flow, start there. And, you know, if you don't stay in the flow, great. You can always say I am in the flow again. Right. And you go, okay. Cause it's gotta be better than chasing something that's always elusive for you and letting go and letting God. Remember, instead of saying, I want this guy, I want this girl. I am creating the life of bliss. I'm following my bliss. I am. That's the part of you connecting to God. I am chasing love, I'm chasing opportunity, I'm chasing my bliss, and then letting go, letting God. God always has your back. Buddha, whoever you believe in, the angels, they always have your back. You do not have to, you go, well, there's many roadblocks here. Most of the time it's us. We're the biggest roadblock ever. Sense of entitlement, not good. Okay, well, I'm not going to say, I'm not judging it, but I'm observing it. So if you're having that, I am owed something because I had this horrible experiences, that's BS. We're not owed anything. We create the life we want to live. Okay, you create at a 10, or you can create at a 1. Important. Never chase money. Follow your bliss, and money will chase you. Abundance will chase you, and that's not only in the form of money. You know, I read something the other day about Jim Carrey. He says, you know, people, and he makes a great deal of money, right? And he said, people say to me, you know, that money makes you happy, and it doesn't. But you know what? To have a fun-filled, magical life is worth that, you know? And it's as I said in my description here, it's a blissful process. How do you do that? I gave you a few tools there to do it with. I hope that helps you. Okay. So, you know, listen to this. I know a lot of people are watching the game. As you can tell, I'm not a big football fan. Not that. I appreciate a good game, but I'm doing what I love and loving what I do, and thank you for listening in. If you want to follow me on – I don't do a lot with Facebook right now because they're going through some real changes, and that's cool, and I know they're going to work everything out. But I'm on Instagram, Angel Coaches on Instagram. You know, Being a Fit Couple is on Instagram. Being Your Bliss, I've got on Instagram, so a couple of accounts there. But Angel Coaches is the one that I'm working on really a lot. So you can look me up there if you can or if you want. And anyway, I hope my number, 954-636-9401. I'm on Skype as Angel Coaches, angel.coaches, I think, where you can find me with Angel Coaches. Tree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org if you want to find me on email me, okay? And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Take care and have a wonderful now, okay? Remember, ask to say, I am finding my bliss. And if you look back at when you were a kid, a lot of times you can find your bliss, what you love to do. And I promise you, if you stay consistent and you have a passion about finding your bliss or being your bliss or following your bliss or living your bliss, you'll have it in a relatively short period of time. Okay? And Grant Cardone, the 10X rule, listen to that. Amazing. Amazing. Meditation's key too for all this, you know, which I say all the time. And never ever chase money. Let money chase you. And if a woman or a man is you're not succeeding in that relationship, then it's either the wrong time or the wrong person or both. Okay, so you know what? You want to live the life you were meant to live, not what you make yourself try to live. Okay, we all have a great life, and it's designed. We designed our life before we ever got here, with the ups and the downs and the trips to boot camp, the trips to bliss. You know what I mean? If you got more bliss than you do boot camp in your life, I'm being facetious when I say that, but it's true. If you have more bliss than anything, what a great life you're having, right? And I'd love to hear more about what you do. Anyway, maybe have be a guest on the show. That'd be fun. All right, guys, take care. Have a great now, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.